Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Supreme Power Equipment Limited Q1 FY25 conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited. From management team, we have Mr. V. Rajamohan, Chairman and Managing Director. Now I hand over the call to Mr. V. Rajamohan. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for the Supreme Power Equipment Limited earnings conference call for the first quarter of FY25. I am pleased to share our financial results and the key achievements for this period and provide a brief overview of our company's background and mission. Supreme Power Equipment Limited, headquartered in Tamil Nadu and founded in the year 1994, has established itself as a significant player in the manufacturing of power and distribution transformers. With over 30 years of industry experience, we have become a prominent supplier to local electric utility and extended our expertise to windmill segment, designing transformers that withstand switching challenges and voltage fluctuations. Renowned for our commitment to quality and reliability, we have a strong track record, having manufactured and supplied over 17,000 units. Our current order book stands around 48 crore, positioning us to leverage rising opportunity in the transformer industry with a focus on innovation and precision in design. We are dedicated to achieving customer satisfaction by providing quality products through an effective quality management system. Our goal is to achieve 100% delivery performance and zero rejection at the customer end. Currently, our production capacity is 2,500 MVA per year, housed in a facility spanning 14,000 sq ft. I am pleased to announce that we have embarked on a significant expansion project. We are developing a state-of-the-art 6-acre facility that will enhance our production capability and lead to improved profit margin and increased business opportunities. This new facility is projected to be fully operational by December 26, with the production schedule to commence in January. This expansion will allow us to scale up our manufacturing output and broaden our range of transformers, including products from 25 MVA to 160 MVA, catering to a wider market segment. We are investing more than 60-65 crores in this expansion, a significant commitment to our future growth and capacity building. At full capacity utilization, we expect the new facility to generate substantial revenue projected between 500-550 crores, reflecting the scale of our growth potential. Our strategic focus for the upcoming periods, including several key initiatives aimed at driving growth and strengthening our marketing position. We are committed to continuous enhancing our technology capability by investing in the latest advancement and incorporating innovative solutions. This will help us improve our product offering, increase efficiency, and maintain our competitive edge in the industry. We are also expanding our geographical footprints to capture new market and serve a broader customer base. This involves entering new region and strengthening our presence in the existing ones, thereby increasing our market share and tapping into emerging opportunity in the power infrastructures sector. Building strong client relationships remains a top priority. We strive to understand our clients' unique needs and provide tailored solutions that exceed their expectations. By fostering long-term partnership and maintaining open lines of communication, we aim to enhance customer satisfaction and loyalty. The increasing demand for power infrastructure presents significant growth opportunity of our company. We are strategically positioned to capitalize on this trend by offering high quality transformers that meet the evolving needs of the market. Our focus on innovation, precision in design, and operational excellence will enable us to cater to the rising demand effectively. Our deep industry knowledge, established relationship with key stakeholders gives us a competitive advantage. We will leverage these efforts to identify new business opportunities, negotiate favorable terms, and drive growth by utilizing our market skill and the network. We aim to create value for our stakeholders. These strategical initiatives are designed to position Supreme Power Equipment Limited for sustained growth and success in the dynamic transformer industry. As we move forward, we remain committed to our core values of quality, innovation, and customer satisfaction, which is driving us towards our mission of being a leading manufacturer of power and distribution transformers. We are proud to announce the successful shipment of our first 50 MVA, that is 110 kV plus solar power transformer to Solar Energy Farm on June 29, 2024. As state of the art transformer will be instrument in enhancing the efficiency and performance of solar power generation at the farm. By facilitating optimal energy conversion and the transmission, it supports the farm's capacity to produce clean, renewable energy. This contribution is pivotal steps towards our shared goal of a sustainable and greener future, reducing carbon footprint and promoting environmental stewardship. We are pleased to report a stable financial performance for Q1 FY25. On a consolidated basis, the total income increased slightly by 0.86% to 27.53 crores compared to 27.29 crores in Q1 FY24. Our EBITDA saw a significant rise of 17.64%, reaching 5.81 crores, with the EBITDA margin expanding by 300.99 basic points to 21.10%. Our PAT improved 25.66%, amounting to 3.4 crores, with the PAT margin increasing to 12.36%, by up 243.90 base points. However, our diluted EPS was recorded at 1.36, a decrease of 80.12% from 6.84 in Q1 FY24, primarily due to changes in equity. On a standalone basis, our total income rose by 8.37% to 26.21 crore, with the EBITDA increasing by 33.87% to 5 crore and the EBITDA margin improving by 363.57 basic points to 19.09%. The PAT grew up 25.56% to 3.4 crore, with the PAT margin increasing by 177.48 base points to 12.97%. The diluted EPS stood at 1.36, reflecting a decline of 80.12% from 6.84 in Q1 FY24. These results underscore our continued focus on operational efficiency and growth despite the challenges in the macroeconomic environment. As we move forward, we remain focused on our strategical initiatives and confident in our ability to continue driving growth and profitability. Our venture into windmill segment as well as high capacity transformers will enhance our capability to serve a new set of clients while enriching our bottom line for sustained growth. Before we delve into the question and answer session, I want to express my sincere gratitude to all our stakeholders for being an integral part of our growth journey. Your support and involvement have played a crucial role in our success, and we genuinely appreciate your valuable contribution. With this, I would like to open the floor for question and answers. Thank you once again for your presence and continued support.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. I will repeat, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The first question is from the line of Shiv Kumar from Carry Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So I would like to ask a couple of questions, sir. So regarding the new plant capacity expansion, what you are going to planning to do, how can you just give us the brief color of how is it progressing? Has approvals been done for that? That's the first question. And second question is regarding the transformers, what you're planning to have in the new segment. So will it be about the solar power transmission and also the windmill sector? So, thank you.
Yeah, actually now we got all the approvals from 7 departments, that is the town and country planning and pollution control board and all industrial safety, fire and health and all put together 7 approvals we have received. So 10-15 days back we have received all the approvals. So now the approval part is over and we started.
Ladies and gentlemen, the line for the chairperson seems to have disconnected. Please hold while we reconnect. The line for the management has connected. You can go ahead, sir.
Yes. Now we have received 7 approvals from the statutory bodies. And we have received the approvals for the establishment of the new facility, which we received over 15 days back. And now the construction has already started. And we have already finalized for the civil contracting people. And the construction has already started. And in the new facility, as you asked, we will be able to do up to 160 MVA, 220 kV plus, that is 220,000 voltage plus, we can make up to that. On that facility, as you asked, solar transformer also can be manufactured. And there is, we are seeing a very good demand for solar transformers. I think I have answered your question.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Just one last question, if I may squeeze in.
Yes, sir, please.
Yeah, so, sir, can you, this regarding the order book, so do you see any demand, risks for the demand, sir, and also about, and you rightly pointed out that you are going to diversify the your geographical supply. So would you be looking into Karnataka and other states, or how exactly are you going to plan on that?
Yes, actually we have got approval, that is for 5-6 months back itself we got approval from KCTCL, and this also I have shared in so many meetings, that is Karnataka Power Transmission Corporation. They have approved our company up to 20 MVA, and now we have posted tenders in Punjab, and in Kerala. So we are expanding our footprints to the neighbor states and Maharashtra and Punjab also.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. That's it from my end.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Komaraj, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. First of all, thanks for being to ask this question.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Komaraj. Your voice is not clear.
First of all, thanks for giving the right opportunity to ask this question. And on order book level, so last example, you told there is a 50+ crores order book base, and now you told, I think, 76 crore order book in pipeline. So why is that order book is drastically reduced? Then how the order book is pipeline? Any, I want to hear how your marketing and is working on that.
Yeah, I got your question. See, earlier the order book was something above 50 crores. Now it is little less. And due to this election process, the first quarter, most of the government projects are not financed. So in return, this private players also, because of that election, the finalization of tenders and the orders are got delayed. Now it is slowly picking up, and it will raise. And we have quoted more than 70-80 crore, all yet to finalize. Either it may come to us or come to others also, and we have quoted more than 70 crores, which is not yet concluded. And the order book, which we have secured order, is around 48 crores as of now.
48 crores, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, that project in that capacity expansion, that new infrastructure is, when it will exactly complete a lot? I think, I believe, last time you told.
Voice is not clear, sir. I could not get your question.
Okay. I want to know then, when your new plant will be operated 100%. Last con call, you told December 2025, it will get operated. Am I clear?
Yes.
So right now, where we are? We are in right part, or any before?
Yes.
Before the estimate, we are planned to start. What is the, can I know?
No, before that, we are trying to commission the entire plant before 25 December.
Okay.
Maybe 1 or 2 months before we do that. We are trying to pre-bond that.
Okay. Okay.
As committed in 2025 or December, it will be.
Okay. Okay, this is a question from my side. Last time, recently, I think July month, you posted on your website that I think 50 MVA transformers you are dispatched from your factory. That kind of any upstream order is did you receive any plan for that one?
No, I could not get your question correctly. See, yes, we have posted in our website that we have that first shipment of our 50 MVA, 110 kV class, we have dispatched. That is the first time we are doing that 50 MVA in our this existing plant.
Yeah, that is my question. Did we receive that kind of order presently, or any plan for?
Yeah. Okay. Now I got it. Very recently in Coimbatore, we have exhibited we have a stall for this solar electrotech. there was a very good response for our product and our for our company.
Okay.
And what you asked rightly, we are receiving inquiries for that particular type of transformer. 50 MVA transformer, we are getting inquiries. Already we got three numbers from another solar company. And now also we are expecting 2-3 numbers additionally, but not yet concluded. And three numbers we got in the purchase order, similar to that.
Okay. Okay. So I'm just curious to see that is there any chance to industrial visit is allowed in your company?
Yes, but for now the schedule is fully scheduled. So you can write a mail, then accordingly we will try to come.
Sure, thanks. Thanks for your right answer. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your interest shown on our. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kajal Patik from EY Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, madam.
Congratulations, sir, for your good numbers.
Thank you.
So I had several questions. Like, what are the orders in hand for solar, wind, and normal transformers as on today?
Total order is around 48 crore.
Okay.
And as government basis, something around 15 crore, 15, 16 crore.
So 15 crore is for wind, right?
No, it is from government. Government.
Okay, from government, okay.
Yes, and
okay.
For something around 28, 29 is from non-government sector.
Okay.
And it's almost on that 14 crore from solar, as you asked. And balance are from different sectors.
So balance is from wind and transformation, right?
Yes, all of transformers.
Okay. Sir, an additional question was, how many clients have been added for high power transformation, and what is the current order book for transformers?
Yeah, current, that is for power, you are asking about the power transformers.
Yeah, correct.
Yes, that is the value will be around 20 crore.
Okay.
And what are the power transformers?
Okay, sir. And sir, what is the likely margin in all these three segments of transformation transformers? Like,
yeah, the PAT will be around 10-13%.
And sir, what about EBITDA?
EBITDA is around 25%.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jairaj Jain from SBC Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity.
Very good afternoon, sir.
Very good. Sir, so my first question is, like, can you explain your entry in the wind energy segment? So what are the reasons for the entries, and what growth potential do you see in it?
Now, there's in renewable energy, solar doing good. Solar is doing very good. And there are a number of projects are coming up. On solar energy. So there is we are seeing a very good demand in solar based inquiries and all. And equally from infrastructures, like other industries also, we are getting.
Okay.
And we have supplied more than 500 megawatt of solar transformers. And we have a very good name in the solar market.
Okay.
And now we are improving more position on solar industry.
Okay, great. Sir, can you say me who are your top clients who will purchase solar power from your plant?
Sorry?
So who are your top clients who will sell the solar power?
So you want what is the percentage of contribution of solar transformers?
Yes.
Now it is around, last year it is less than 5%. Now it is something around 15 to 20%.
Oh, great, sir. So, okay. And my next question is like, what is your company's order receipt procedure?
Order procedure is actually for government, we'll go by tenders. And for private customers, we go for direct negotiation as per the comfortable terms.
Okay. So, sir, can you give me bifurcation of like what, like of among like government versus private for revenue contribution?
Yeah, for revenue contribution, as of now, the government order is around 16 crores. Okay. And the balance is private.
Okay.
Almost less than 50% is, 50-40% is government. And balances all other private sectors.
Okay, great. So, sir, like, what is the outlook on EBITDA margin? Is it sustainable at 21% or have a headroom for further increase?
Yes, it is sustainable. What the figure which we have shown is sustainable.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for answering my questions.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. I will repeat. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Avdi from KRG Consultancy. Please go ahead. Hello, Avdi. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. My question is, can you name our top clients?
Top line? For the first quarter?
Top clients.
Top clients. Oh, okay. See, in government is Tanjeco and Transco is a top line. And Swelect Energy, and AH Construction, and Abhirami Engineering, and these are the major, and we have so many other clients also.
Okay, sir. And I have another question. What is the contribution from top 10 clients?
Top 10 clients will be around 50% of the 40-50% of the revenue, total revenue.
And being in power ancillary industry, do we receive any government subsidy?
Yeah, recently we got a small subsidy, but for this product we don't have any.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Mahesh Atal from Atal Investments Manager. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on great set of numbers. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, tell me, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible to you?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. Sir, my first question would be, what is that we saw in this last quarter? You just told in your comments that there is some delay from the government order because of elections and all. Do you see that thing now it is like moved up. Now government is again starting to put tenders and all. That is one first question. Second question.
Yeah, now.
Second question.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just complete my question, sir, then you can reply me on that. My second question would be, on the wind side and solar side, what is the MVA that they use? And because when you say that you are going to do it up to 160 MVA in the next capacity. So just wanted to know which MVA will be applied to this wind and solar. What is the MVA that they use?
Yes. The first question, the second is wind and solar MA, how much MA? First question, what is that?
Yes, sir. What the government orders they have started, because you said the first quarter it was...
Yes. Yeah, correct. Now they started releasing the purchase orders and they started processing the tenders on government side. So the position is improved now. And... as you asked, this wind and solar, yes, for both they will be buying two type of transformers. One is inverter duty transformer and another one is substation, total solar pooling transformer, that is for power transformers. For generation, transformer for the power or solar energy, and for connecting to the grid it is power transformer, both the transformers we are doing, and they are buying up to 50 MVA and 100 MVA also they are in solar, and the smaller type transformers from starting from 3 MVA to 6 MVA they are buying. The both the transformers they are
okay. What is the current capacity utilization?
Current capacity utilization is something around 50 to 60%.
So you are confident that this year will be reaching 80-85%?
Yeah, at least minimum 10% at least there will be increase.
All right, sir. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Kothar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, I have two questions. One is, like, in one of the previous con calls it was highlighted that our current capacity utilization level is 30 to 35%. So considering this 2500 MVA facility, do we plan to scale up revenues from the existing facility, or do we look forward to the new facility for the incremental revenues? That is one. Second is regarding the new facility. So the existing peak rating transformer is around 25 MVA, and we have already manufactured 150 MVA with support from certain external facilities. So what is the plan to scale the new facility up to 150 or 160 MVA, and what will be the time frame during which we'll be able to reach that 160 MVA capacity and complete utilization of 9500 MVA total capacity?
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mirele from Celesta. Please go ahead. Hello, please go ahead.
Yes, hello. My question is, how is the revenue model with the government and the private players? Hello, am I audible?
Yes. Sorry to say, but the line of management got disconnected. I will reconnect him again.
Yes, sir.
Hello, yes, sir, you are connected again. Please proceed.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, sir. I'm here from Celeste Consultancies. My question to you is, how is the revenue model with the government and the private players?
Yes, this is something around last year it was around 50 and 50. Government is 50 and non-government is 50. But this year it is slightly reduced. So almost 40-60. 40 will be the government and balance 60 will be the private.
Okay, then what about the contribution from the government and the private players to the total revenue?
Yeah, that is what I am telling you. This 40% will be the government and balance 60 will be the non-government, private sectors.
Okay, okay, understood. That's okay. It from my side.
Okay, okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vinit, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Very good afternoon, sir.
Sir, I just wanted to understand, like, are we focusing too much on margins and losing out a little bit on the top line? Just because, like, if we see the larger players, like transformers, rectifiers, all these players, bigger players, even they are guiding a little north of 30 to 50% sort of a growth. And you are, guiding on the lower end. I mean, from the current plant itself, I think we can do around 250 to 300 crore of top line. So,
yeah, what you said is somewhat correct. We are more focusing on the margin also. So in earlier days, we don't focus much on margin. We were running behind the orders. At any price, we will take the order and execute. But now we are more focusing on profit-based order. And that's what sometime we may lose some orders also.
Yes, sir. I mean, given the demand is too good, like, would you be planning to, like, even if the margins are slightly on the lower end, would you be able to, like, are you planning to, like, take the orders aggressively at this moment? Because there is global shortage and the private players are anyways willing to pay a little bit more for this.
Correct, correct. Now we are slowly switching over to that policy also.
Okay, okay. So, when can you expect, irrespective of the new plan starting, when can you expect the current plan, the current existing plan, 2500 MVA one, so this plan to go to the 100% capacity utilization, by which year would you?
See, actually, we need some buffer, unutilized capacity is needed, because we are mostly almost 40-50% we are getting revenue from the government. And while posting the tender, we have to quote for the stipulated tender quantity in the as per the tender condition. We don't know whether we will be the L1, we will get the L1 status, or we are in L2, L3. Suppose if we are in L1, the entire quantity may be placed on us. So, some sort of buffer utilization, unutilized capacity has to maintain. And when it comes to private, we can take the order accordingly. And for while quoting tenders to government, they will be floating for 1,000 numbers, 2,000 numbers like that. We have to quote for that. And most of the time, they will divide the orders to have multiple suppliers. Suppose if somebody doesn't match or the management asked to place the entire order on one vendor, at that time it will be difficult to manage. So, we need to have some, at least 10-20% unutilized capacity to be maintained. And as you asked, year on year, some 20-30% increase will be there.
Okay, okay, sir. Understood. And what is like? I think you in some con call you mentioned that you wouldn't be able to get the export orders from the current plant. So on the upcoming plant, are you trying to get any overseas vendors for that?
Yes. We are working on that also. And as of now, we are moving forward and nothing is concluded. So we are working on it. And the new plant, when the new plant comes up, definitely it will suit the overseas buyer's requirement. So
Okay, okay.
we can show much interest on export also, so that we can get better margin.
So on the new plant where you are venturing into power transformers, like, are you aiming for more of government orders through that, or is it private itself in that?
Both.
Like, let's assume two or 3 years down the line, what we could expect from the, like, your order book, like, is it 60-40 private government or 70-30? What can we expect in a couple of years?
No, almost we are trying to maintain 50-50 like that. At any point of time, we need the government support also. So, because the government is the biggest purchaser of this capital goods.
That is true, but don't you think, like, depending on the government itself, I mean, might, because of the tendering process, and as you said, the capacity that you have to keep for that, you might be losing some other clients from the private space due to this.
Yeah, that is the reason actually we are keeping some portion as unutilized capacity. And we need government for this credentials, for getting approval, and for getting supply history for higher and higher, larger and larger transformer. We need to supply to the government also. And parallelly, based on that, we can cater to the private market.
Okay, okay. That's it from my side. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurabh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for the amazing set of bottom line numbers. Hello, can you hear me?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. The line for management got disconnected. I'm connecting him again.
Yeah, please. Thank you.
The line for the management got connected. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, sir.
Sir, actually, I had three questions. I'll ask the first one. So, I have been, going through the conference calls of Supreme Power for the last 2 quarters also. Right?
Okay.
And I saw that the order book has been consistently around 50 crores, right? But
Yes.
and obviously we are, executing orders also somewhere in the range of 25 crores or 35 crores, right?
Yes.
But we never hear, any announcement regarding, new projects. Just, one project I read in the last 5-6 months or so. So is there any place to know more about, what kind of projects is Supreme Power getting? And what kind of projects is he getting?
Yeah. Actually, very recently, that is 1 month back, we have posted an announcement for getting this is 50 MVA three numbers. That is something around 11 crore order which we have received from three. So.
Yeah. That was the only, announcement I read regarding a new project in the last, 6-8 months. So yeah, that's what I was
Yeah, when
asking.
it is when the purchase order is small, or less than a crore,
Okay.
generally we don't post it on the website or something. If it is anything big, we can. I thought that will be helpful. See, most of the purchase orders are less than a crore or less than 2 crores. So if anything is very unique or any rare customer or a very good big customer is known to the people. So at that time only we used to announce. So rather that we generally we get orders less than 2 crore overall like that. So I don't feel it's necessary to posting on.
Fine. That's fine. And sir, the second question was, in the last con call you mentioned that, you know, the capacity utilization was somewhere around 40%,
35%.
And just now to someone in the queue, you mentioned that the current quarter's capacity utilization was around 50 to 60%.
50%,
right. But if we see the top line, right, it reduced drastically from last quarter. It was somewhere around, you know, 35 crores in last quarter, somewhere around 33 crores in last quarter. Sorry, somewhere around 37 crores in last quarter, and this quarter it was only 27 crores. So, may I know that is there any specific reason for this, you know, around 20%, you know, decline in the top line?
That is, you are asking about the last quarter. Last quarter means that is March.
From March.
Correct. Yes, absolutely correct. Because this is a capital goods oriented product. It's a capital goods. So the most of the this transformer industry, they'll be doing this all the customers, they will insist to supply before March, and in every year the last quarter will be the highest revenue and the first quarter will be less.
Okay.
This is the general practice or the trend in the industry. Okay. The last two quarters will be the orders will be booking very good. Order booking will also be very good, and the revenue will also be very good. That is the second half, and generally the first half will be less.
Okay.
So they will more concentrating on March. The completion of the project in the March.
Okay.
For the depreciation and other things, for claiming depreciation and other things.
Okay.
Generally, these type of projects, they try to complete it before March. So, this third and fourth quarter will be generally high when compared to first and second quarter.
And sir, my last question is, the new plant, it is expected to be, you know, running in a good capacity somewhere around December of next year, right?
Yes, so, December of next year.
Are there any plans to, you know, capture the current, the growth that is there in the market? We keep on, you know, reading that new tenders are being awarded to multiple players, whether it's for solar or wind or thermal, right?
Mm.
So, are there any plans to, you know, capture the most from the current plant itself so as to get the maximum growth by the end of 2025?
There will be a significant growth will be there. So 10 to 30% we are expecting growth by year on year.
Okay. No, but again, so 10 to 30% is fine, but what I wanted to know more about is, are there any plans to capture more from the current the current demand in the market?
Yeah, there is, market is good. Market is good. Anyhow, we are trying hard to secure more orders.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you very much for your answer.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lakshman, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Are you able to hear me?
Yes. Good afternoon, sir. Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Sir, my first question is, what is the company's total addressable market, sir? Addressable market size, sir. I mean, what is your company's addressable market size, sir?
That is market share you are asking.
Yeah, I mean, addressable market size, what is that you can kind of like get the maximum pipeline and the order book size, what it can be for the current capacity, sir?
Actually, now the pipeline, a very good number of the volume is very good, and it has to convert. And the inquiry is very good, something around 50-70 crores we have given offer to the customers, and it has to conclude. As of now, we have 44 crores in our hand, 48 crores in our hand, and most of the
Hey, go ahead.
48 crores orders in hand, confirmed purchase orders in our hand, and apart from this, something around 60-70 crore we have given offer to our customers. And gradually this order book will also increase.
Agree.
So the first quarter, we are not, because of the election, most of the tenders and finalization of these orders got delayed. So now it is improved, and we are expecting growth on that.
Yes, sir. Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh from Kirin Advisors for closing remarks.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call of Supreme Power Equipment Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call.
Thank you very much. On management side, I really express my gratitude for spending this much time with us, and thank you everyone. Thank you very much.
On behalf of Kirin Advisor, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.